Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Health Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things, we don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains, and it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook and also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also, our website, drjeanettegallagher.com, for more information. We also have a Women Over the Age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves as we are women. We are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Alternative Health and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We are live on Sedona Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and we are also archived on iTunes. And coming soon, probably by the end of January, we will also be on YouTube. So thank you so much for joining us. Today, it is a great day in January. Again, we are featuring books from Alan Klein every Sunday in the month of January. And it's a pleasure to have Alan with us because we just find his books are so inspiring. And I really find that Sunday, it's a time to just stop and think. Stop and focus where you've been, where you're going. You know, we're running 7 days a week. And, you know, I really find that that's a lost treasure of time that we don't stop on Sunday anymore. You know, everybody's it's just like another day to so many people. And I really would like to maybe institute back for the year 2015 that we do take Sunday at least for an hour or so and be able to just see where we are, where we're going. You know, just stop running for 1 hour. I think we all can give up 1 hour a week. You know, there seems to be hundreds of other hours in the month, you know, so 1 hour a week is not a real big chore. Maybe that'll be a little challenge for us all. So today, Alan and I will be speaking about his book, Words of Love, Quotations from the Heart. And this is a wonderful book because it talks about all different kinds of love, young love, mature love, first love, romantic love, you know, hugs and kisses, and just also unconditional love. And we think back on all of the times, you know, over the decades of our lives, and we say, what kind of love have we had? What have we experienced? Can we define it as love? Or maybe it's just affection. Or maybe it's just something that you just assumed and, hey, it just showed up. Or maybe it's love you really had to work at. And you've had a lot of challenges being able to keep yourself on an even keel with that love. And is that really love? So today, Alan and I will be talking about all these different topics and also be sharing many of the quotes that are in his book, The Words of Love. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Should I say I love being here?
Absolutely. And I love having you on the show. Absolutely.
That is lovely.
You know, Alan, don't you think that on Sunday, you know, if you're running for 7 days a week, you can't even sometimes experience love or believe that you have it or even relish in it. You know, those 7 days a week, you're just doing.
Right. And I'm a member and actually on the board of Unity Spiritual Center. And so our services are at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. And it really does get me to stop, to think about all the abundance and the wonderful things in my life, the love that I have of all the people in my life. And it's just a great reminder to take a little bit of time, at least on one day of the week, if not every day, to appreciate everything in my life. So I'm very grateful for my spiritual center. I know other people have others, but it's a great day to do that on a Sunday.
I think we've also, over the decades, have come accustomed to using the word love, and we throw it around like it's like a paper bag. Of course, can't even use that anymore. People don't know what a paper bag is. You know, but they're using it so commonly. You know, you'll hear, you know, younger children with their parents, and the mother will say, "I love you," and the daughter will say, "I love you more, I love you," and it goes back and forth, and, you know, kids are just using these terms, and sometimes they don't even, it's being used in maybe, I guess, the genuineness of it or the depth of the word has to really grow over decades of life, don't you think?
I do, and I think we have lost some of that. You know, we want instant this and instant that. And I think one of the things about love is it takes time and nurturing and being with someone or something and then realizing that you indeed love that thing or that person. But it, I'm not sure how instant love is. You know, there's the whole talk about, you know, falling in love instantly. But I think you grow, you know, you grow with people, you grow with other people. And so I think love takes time. At least that's the way I see it.
And also, too, I think some people, when they meet each other, they say, "Oh, I fell in love," or "I love this person." And it's sometimes if you actually put them against the wall with a question and say, "What is it?" or "Why do you?" they will say, "Oh, because they this, that, or the other." It's sort of like that love that you're believing you're having is just filling a space in you that you felt was empty. And sometimes that's not always love is. Like, in other words, we go on this search for, you know, what will make my puzzle piece fit, you know, and now I can hang it on the wall. And that's not really all the time what we're talking about in love. I mean, we're talking much deeper and much more conceptual about what love actually is.
Yeah, I think, you know, love, maybe the true essence of love is when you love someone in spite of all of their faults, in spite of all of the things that annoys you, in spite of all of the things they do that you don't do or you don't like them doing. I think that is true love, you know, that they may not be perfect and you like them just the way they are.
Yeah, and it's not about always filling out this picture that, you know, the checklist of your 10 must-haves and your 10 you absolutely won't accept. You know, you walk around with that list and you sometimes say, "Well, I'm not finding the person to love or fall in love with." And then maybe it's just those things that are holding you hostage, more or less, in defense of not finding what you're really looking for.
Yeah, one of my thoughts on relationships and on love is make believe where each of us have 100 different points, whatever those are. And when you can connect with someone where you match up those points
right
to someone else, you're not going to match up 100 of them. But if you can match up a good number of them, then I think that's a really good relationship. Now, whether that's a friend, you know, you have to have things in common. If somebody likes only likes, you know, football or baseball and someone else only likes theater and the other person hates going to theater, you might not be a good match.
Right.
So I think there are certain points, whether it's interests, whether it's looks, whether it's what they like to eat, whatever it is, but more or less say 100, it could be 1,000, whatever. But when you match up with a good number of each of those other person's points, I think then that's a really good relationship.
And in your book, Words of Love, your first chapter, it says, "What is love?" And there's a quote on the page. It says, "Love has no limits. Love never ends. Love is reborn and reborn and reborn," by Tish Nahon. And you know what I think is very important about that is that's just what we have been saying is that, you know, it takes decades or decades or days and days, I guess, because the world is going so fast these days, right? But, you know, it's something that you can consistently, it's not, you know, it fills you up today and tomorrow you don't like it anymore. You know, it's something
right.
that is consistently, you know, they used to say love warms the home fires, you know. If love warms the home fires, you know, you're always going home to it. In other words, it brings you back to yourself, to who you are. It has that feeling of contentment and just, you just feel, you know, in that space.
Right. You know, I'm not... I guess a love expert, but what drew me to these thoughts was just there were so many different ideas about what love is and so many different areas that we talk about love. And so when I put the book together, I was noticing there was like you just said, one part on what love is. Then, of course, we fall in love, our first love, our romantic love. Loving couples, a mother's love, which is totally different than probably any other kind of love. And then what about loving yourself? I think a lot of people forget to do that. And you really can't, I think you can't really love others until you start loving yourself fully. And then the simple hugs and kisses and the fact that love conquers all. Imagine if we, the world, if everybody loved each other. There'd be no fighting. There'd be no I'm better than you are.
Right.
So love is really powerful. And then, of course, the unconditional love that we often attribute to our pets, which is so true. I have a dog, and I know that, you know, I could be having a rotten day. I could be whatever, you know, not doing something great, and my dog will still love me.
And, you know, I think so, too, you know, when we say about love, when, let's say, for example, let's take teenagers, okay? They're really rebelling. They're really nasty.
Hey, wait,
sometimes. You
could take teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, you know, when we talk about them, we say, you know, they're really tough. They're hard to deal with. You know, they're in a bad mood. They're this, that, or the other, but then all of a sudden they get a boyfriend and, you know, hey, they can't wait to clean the bathroom and, you know, can they fold the laundry and, you know, dad, can I wash the car? You know, so we say, you know, does love really change the world, you know, or does it change your perspective on life? And that's one example it does. Then you look at, you know, when young adults get married, they have a different outlook on their parents. You know, they might not be so rebellious. They say, oh, you know, they really did do it right because now I'm doing it and I understand maybe what they were going through.
And or then, they have a child and then the love towards the child is so amazing. Even though the baby cries all night or soils its diaper, there's still that. That's almost like the unconditional love that I write a couple of quotes in the book about. It's like, we're going to love that kid. It's our kid who was just born, and babies are so cute and cuddly, and
right.
How can you not love them?
So I think it really does expand, and it takes on so many, it's like it morphs all the time with the different phases that we are in life, and everybody seems touched by it. I don't think you can go through life without being touched by it, do you?
In one way or another, I don't know. At some point in your life, you're going to know. Some people may reject it. Some people may feel unworthy of other people's love. But, you know, particularly when you're a young child, most people experience great love from their parents.
Yeah. Well, I think you come across it somewhere, somehow, some way. And yes, you might reject it. But also, too, back in the back of your mind, when you go home and you sit down and think about it, you might just be crying to yourself because you actually do feel it. You know, sometimes people put this front on that they aren't going to feel or be touched by anyone or anything. But when they're in their own space, they actually are. It just kind of has to seep out, right?
I think so. I just saw a movie recently called Fireflies in the Garden. And it's about a fairly crude father that doesn't treat the son, you know, disciplines the son overly disciplines and hurts the son. And but by the end of the movie, they're all one. They all come together. I won't tell you the ending, but they all come together finally. And you could see the wonderful bond and the love between the father and the son, even though the father, you know, misdirected his anger towards the son. But he finally reconciles all that, and there's finally love between them. It's kind of a wonderful movie in that sense.
Sounds wonderful, you know. And also, too, you talk about, you know, with young love and falling in love. Because falling in love and loving someone is two different things. And in your book, you have a quote that says, "To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides," by David Viscott. And, you know, I think that's also regular love and falling in love. But when we say falling in love, what does that mean? You know, I'm not sure everybody has the same version of that, but I don't think we need to either, do we?
No, I don't think so. And you reminded me that I have, I don't know where I heard this, but some people fall in like.
Yeah.
love sometimes may be too deep a word for them, implied too many things. So they just, oh, I just fell in like with something, which I think is kind of amusing.
Yeah, that's true, you know, but I think they just so afraid of being hurt. The world is about hurt and fear. How many people, you know, are all feeling pain of some sort, you know, it doesn't matter in which realm. It just always needs to be there, don't you think?
Yeah, and I also think people sometimes try to hang on to love when it's not there or clutch it too closely. I'm just looking at a quote by Dorothy Parker in the book, and she said, "Love is like quicksilver in the hand. Leave the fingers open and it stays. Clutch it and it darts away."
Absolutely. It sure does. It runs right through.
Right. So sometimes we try to hang on to that love, and that doesn't work either. So love's, someone else said this, but love is a funny thing, isn't it?
it sure is. You know, and so many people have felt like they've given it, and other people have stolen it from them, or other people have broken their heart, and then they say, since my heart is my love factory, and if you've broken it, I have nowhere else to go. So really, they are left empty-handed, so they feel, you know, in life, and they just don't want that part to be touched again or fixed.
Right. Love is a funny thing, and sometimes we experience it, sometimes we don't. I love what Shalom Aleichem said, "Without love, our life is a ship without a rudder, like a body without a soul." So people think, you know, we really need love, more and more as I get older, I keep thinking that the more we put out what we want to get back, the more we actually get that. So in other words, if I'm walking down the street and I smile at someone, chances are, unless they're on their cell phone, they're going to smile back at me. And because I put out a smile, so I'm probably going to get it back. And I think that's the same thing with love. If you see the world, if you act in a loving way, now you're not always going to get that back, because some people might be in a rotten mood, or maybe they just lost their job. And, you know, so what you put out, you don't always get back. But I think more than not, you do. And I'm finding out the more I give, the more I get. So the more you give love, and the more you could love other people and honor other people for who they are, I think the more love you will get back.
And it's about being able to just allow it. You know, don't do it because you say you have to do it or because someone expects it. Just do it with your feelings. And how you know, touchy that is anymore, our feelings, right?
Right. I'm looking through my book because, you know, I'm the world's only jollytologist. So I'm always looking for humor. And I was looking through the book for some amusing, funny quotes. And guess what? I'm not finding.
Oh, I found one. Oh,
good. Because there are 400 to 500 quotes in here. So it's hard to always find exactly what I want. But let's hear the one you found.
Okay, it's by Leopold Fechner. And it said, my wife is really sentimental. One Valentine's Day, I gave her ring, and to this day, she has never forgotten those three little words that were engraved inside, made in Taiwan. And, oh, Lord, that's so funny. And that's so true, you know? And, you know, it's just to, like, just let it happen, you know? That's
right.
Something that probably brought lightness to her heart and connected her, right?
Right, of course. So, you know, Woody Allen's always a great one for a little laugh. And there are three quotes I looked in the index by him. And here's one I've always liked, and I think it's from his movie. It's the one, the Russian one. I can't remember the title right off the bat, but it's... to love is to suffer. To avoid suffering, one must not love. But then one suffers from not loving. Therefore, to love is to suffer. Not to love is to suffer. To suffer is to suffer. To be happy is to love. To be happy, then, is to suffer. But suffering makes one unhappy. Therefore, to be unhappy, one must love, or love to suffer, or suffer from too much happiness. I hope you're getting this down.
Oh, goodness. Absolutely.
Explain that one.
Oh, I know. And you just don't know what it is. It's like this elusive thing that just shows up at your door, you know? And we always try to want to capture it. We say we try to capture it with words. We try to capture it with music or with gifts. Or with, you know, human touch. We're always trying to capture it and define it, put it in a box, see what it, you know, smells like, looks like, touches, you know, or tastes like. And so many people try all of those other emotions to be able to capture something. And it's just as elusive, you know, as really a firefly is. You know, it just can come and go, and it can be there in a second and gone in a second. And you know not when it will return or not return. You don't know that.
Well, you just gave me another insight into that movie that I saw, Fireflies in the Night, because in one scene, the brother who comes back because his mom died to the house takes the kids out, and they try to catch fireflies. And I realized as a metaphor, yeah, what they were all trying to catch, because the brother I was growing up was the one that was abused, and it's a long story, but his nephew thinks he actually killed his aunt with an accident, which he did not. But they're all kind of, the metaphors, they're all looking for love, and the fireflies are like the love insects, I guess, and they're very elusive and hard to catch. And I didn't get that watching the movie, but now you just talked about love like a firefly, so that makes perfect sense to me now. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can use that in your next book.
Thank you.
What I always tell you, Alan, is you need to re-listen to these shows and pick out some of the quotes that I seem to always just give out, and we'll see them in your future books, right?
Of course, you never know. My friends always say when, you know, I'll hear something and I'll amused, or it's they say something really wise and they'll say, don't put that, or something embarrassing, don't put that in your next book.
Oh, goodness.
I found the third on another one of Woody Allen's here. It says, I was nauseous and tingly all over. I was either in love or I had the smallpox.
Oh, goodness. And, you know, here's one about Mae West. I have found men who didn't know how to kiss. I've always found time to teach them.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
Yes, you do have. There's so many. And I think that's very important to the listeners. We talk about the book a little bit more. It is Words of Love. These are quotations from the heart. And this is a fabulous book to just put in your purse. Maybe if somebody's having a hard time in life, you can just drop it in the mail to them. Or you can just, you know, when you go over to visit, leave it on their kitchen table. Put it on your own bedside stand. Or if you're having some issues, you can just carry it with you. And any time you open the book up, I'm sure the page that you will open to will be something that will be worth an inspiration for that moment or for that day. And it's only two or three sentences, and it's wonderful. You just read those two or three sentences and say, okay, fabulous, lightened my mood, it made me laugh, it made me think further, it made me feel sad, or maybe it, you know, put something in my mind that maybe I wasn't so nice, I wasn't so pleasant. Maybe I could have been nicer to someone else. Or maybe it's that, oh my goodness, I didn't recognize that before. Maybe I should pay attention more. So I think almost all of your quotes in here, Alan, have very many different ways that we could be touched by words that could almost help us at any time.
Thank you. And you know, the interesting thing for me about this book, Words of Love, is I actually was asked to write it as a Valentine's Day book, and certainly it does well at that time. But now I realize it's really a great, like, Mother's Day book. It's a great, you know, beginning of the year book to tell someone you love them, a great birthday book to tell them you love them. Almost said, or someone who's ill to say you love them, someone who's going through a difficult time. There's just so many. It's not just Valentine's Day, but it's any time of year. Whenever you want to say someone that I love you, this is a great way to do it.
I think absolutely you should take every advantage to tell someone you do care about them or to show your ways in life, you know, in a loving manner, because no one is immune to this, is that you don't know when your last moment will be. So I say to people, TikTok, pay attention, you know, because your life can be gone in a second. So value this today's moment. And that's so vitally important to be able to harness in on that and keep that as a reminder every day.
Certainly is. And we've talked about this on other shows, but I very briefly, I lost my wife when she was 34. She had a rare liver disease. And so every day, every second of the day, I'm reminded, you know, I might not be here in 2 minutes. I don't know.
Right.
I live, particularly because I live in earthquake country. And we don't get a warning. You know, we don't get a hurricane, you get a warning, whatever it is, other kinds of weather, you get a warning. Earthquakes, you are here now and you may not be here later. It's not a great thought, but it is true. We just don't know. Or you travel and, you know, there's accidents. You don't know. So we all have to live each moment fully. And I think we always have to tell those that we love that we love them, because don't keep it silent.
Absolutely. It's about speaking out and showing them, and also with words and with your actions. Because if you don't pay attention, no one's ever going to know. We're not all mind readers, although we like to think that's true, but it's not really true. And I think the most vital, important thing in life is about being heard. People want to hear what you have to say. People want to hear how you feel. But then also, you know, they want to share with you. So that's an equal interaction, you know.
And right. And love is so powerful. I just turned in the book and opened to a page that has a Martin Luther King Jr. quote in it, which is kind of famous, but I really, really like this quote. And the reason I like quotes is because it puts ideas in very succinct kind of words. He said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that."
Yeah,
powerful quote.
Absolutely. And here's another one from Buddha. It says, "Do not seek perfection in a changing world. Instead, perfect your love."
That's great.
And also, you know, I think the book is really great to be able to share with others, and also, but mostly too, to be able to pay attention yourself. Don't just buy the book and set it in, you know, your bookshelf. Put it somewhere where you can interact with it every day.
Right. That's why I think you suggested keeping it by your bedside, keeping it by your computer, keeping it by the dining table. Maybe start a meal with a word about love. You know, I'm sure it would help digestion.
Yes, because it will melt away all of the day, as I
right,
say.
Exactly.
I really think it's so important to melt away some of the day.
We sit
down to eat, and, you know, televisions and cell phones and, you know, people walking around, people don't even sit down at the same time anymore. So I think it's really something, as we speak on this Sunday in January, you know, that people say, you know, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to pay attention, I'm going to be present, and this book is a great idea to have at mealtime. Because it will just melt away your day and give you some little bit more insight.
Right. A little while ago, I talked about the 100 points or so that when we connect with someone. Mm-hmm. I just found a quote by Robert Fulghum, who wrote Everything I Learned in Kindergarten, that book. And he said, when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them and fall into mutually satisfying weirdness. And call it love, true love. It's so true. It's like with some people, you both like the same weird things, you know, and it bonds you, and the love forms, whether friendship or other kinds, out of that mutual love for whatever that is.
Well, absolutely. And Alan, it's been a pleasure having you with us. Can you offer a little bit more information about your website and how people could find out about you as we're coming to the close of the show?
Oh, certainly. And it's really easy. It's www.alanklein.com. The real trick is to spell both of my names right, and it's all one word in the URL. So it's www.alanklein.com. It's spelled ALLEN KLEIN.com. All my books, all my information is right there.
Alan, it's been a pleasure to have you with us. And I think this book is a great idea to be able to have in almost any event. I mean, just buy the book and just pay attention and be present and say, you know, that's really cool. I didn't pay attention to that before. Maybe I should now. Or maybe these words were just meant for me at this time. And it's a wonderful book. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and I will say I loved being on your show.
Thank you so much. We loved having you, Alan. And the book,
thank you.
And the book is Words of Love, Quotations from the Heart from Alan Klein. Please do check out his link. It is directly on the bottom of today's show page, and it'll go right to his website, and you'll be able to find out more information. Alan has many other books, so you could pick up a few and, you know, spread them around to family and friends and in your home and with your immediate family. You just never know when you might need that word of inspiration. So thank you so much for joining us today here on Sedona Talk Radio and Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and please do join us for the rest of January and February, where we are having Health Blast 2015, which is over 55 guests now, starting December 24th, 2014, all the way through. We have a show every single day on health, and you'll be able to just click on the link directly, and you can listen to it all through archives. You could sit down and have 55 hours plus of many ideas and topics. We talk about inspiration, spirituality, many books from Alan. He has several other shows on there. Also about your heart, about your head, about your emotions, about your feet, about cancer, about grief and end of life. You just never know. One topic may speak to you, and it'll be wonderful for you to listen. Please do post your comments on today's show page. And thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeannettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeannette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone, or the television remote, or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.